Hello and welcome to our Science Talks program with Isagenics. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host. Thanks for listening in today. Today is a huge announcement, actually. We're going to provide all of the features, benefits, and amazing goodness to a brand new product, and that would be our new Harvest Thins. Now, all of you are very aware of our whey thins, which are our little savory whey protein snacks that yield about 100 calories, 10 grams of protein, crispy, crunchy deliciousness, savory. You can have them on shake days. You can have them on cleanse days. And they are a huge seller. And of course, we didn't want to leave out those who are vegetarian or vegan. And I know that our science and formulation team have been working very hard on this amazing new product called Harvest Thins. And we just launched in the month of April. And we have rave reviews. We have an amazing girl on the line with us. She's a nutrition education specialist with our R&D department, and that would be Taylor Malham. Did I pronounce your name right?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I get that all the time because of my first name spelling. It's crazy. But listen, Taylor, she is seriously, her peers in the R&D department, they look at her as the rising star with Isagenics as far as our nutritional team is concerned. She's been on the research and science team since January of 15, so she just celebrated about 3 years. She's about 3.5 years with the company. She serves as a nutritional education specialist, as I mentioned, and contributes to our amazing health blog, isagenicshealth.net. She also works tirelessly to answer product and nutritional questions that come in from all of you out in the field. She has her bachelor's degree in nutrition from U of A. She's, oh boy, my daughter's ASU, you know that, right?
Oh no, don't hold it against me.
But Taylor, this is our first podcast together, so welcome, and it's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, give me the scoop in-house. Okay, so I know when you guys are in product development phases that you guys, you know, come out with some furballs like we talk about, you know, like you go to the formulation and the flavoring, and then they put it together and everybody gets like this little secret foil package and you guys taste it, and sometimes it's like a hit right out of the gate and other times you have to tweak it. Once you guys came up with the final flavor of these Harvest Thins, were people just like trying to like hoard them because they're pretty dang yummy?
Oh my God, totally. They have been like gold around here. I've been snacking on them for 6 months and they have completely ruined every other snack for me. It's gone to the point where I actually crave the Harvest Thins themselves. I love them so much. I can't say anything more about the flavor. It's just the best.
Well, share with everybody, that especially those that don't know, that haven't tasted it yet, what is the flavor?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's our Thai sweet chili. And I know that sounds a little different. I was kind of judgmental at first, but it's just so unique and just has that perfect savory feel. It's delicious.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, just another option for, you know, your average person wanting some savory snack items. But I know totally. That people that live that vegan lifestyle, they are thrilled to have these.
Yes, no, they are amazing. And yeah, you definitely don't have to be living that plant-based lifestyle to love these. I don't necessarily fall into that category, and I've been enjoying these every single day.
Yep. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a very important question when it comes to snacking. And this is kind of interesting because people that are learning how to adopt a healthier lifestyle with Isagenics, sometimes they think that the less they eat, the better it is, the more they're going to lose weight and all of that. But really, there's a lot of science in weight loss. And I know snacking is a part of that. So share with everybody why snacking is so important.
No, you are so right. I mean, I truly believe that snacking is like one of the most underutilized parts of the day for so many people. And that's just because a lot of people kind of look at snacking as like an unhealthy habit or something they shouldn't do. But that's just, you know, it's not the case. If you look at the science, if you do it right and incorporate smart snacks throughout your day, it can really help support your weight loss goals by, you know, helping you manage your appetite between meals. It can actually help you actually eat less overall throughout your day, which I just think is amazing, and get more nutrients that your body needs. But I mean, it is true, if you aren't careful and you don't plan ahead, snacking can be where a lot of people go wrong and pack in a lot of hidden, unnecessary, empty calories. And there are some added benefits to snacking as well. You know, it can help you stay fueled and energized throughout the day. You know, low blood sugar between meals can lead some people to make some pretty unhealthy choices. I know I've in the past reached for those, you know, sugary coffee drinks to help get me through the day when really all I needed was a nutrient dense snack. And this is a big one for me personally as well. It can help you avoid overindulging at mealtime. If you have that strategic snack, you know, in between meals, you're less likely to eat more at your next meal. And that's a game changer for myself personally. It's just so important.
Yeah, absolutely. So the other thing too that I've found personally, and there's probably some science to kind of go with this, is if I do my nutrient loading during the day, like from morning, noon, and afternoon with healthy snacks and healthy meals, like you said, I feel more satiated when it comes to my evening times, whereas the less I eat during the day, the more I want to eat at night. And that's where the late night snacking occurs that could be totally unhealthy. It's your least active part of the day. Everybody's just relaxing and lounging. So intaking a lot of calories at that point in time isn't necessarily, you know, a good thing, right?
I totally agree. And I mean, I just find that if I don't have that afternoon snack, when I'm coming home to, you know, like make dinner, I am grazing on everything. I just get out of control. So I've found like you, it's just so important for me personally.
Yes.
To just get that snack in.
For sure. Okay. So that obviously brings us to our new snacking item, the Harvest Thins. And maybe share with everybody what the difference is between the Whey Thins and the Harvest Thins.
Yes, totally. I think first we should go over how they're similar, because, you know, they are kind of in that same family. They both have 100 calories per serving. They both come in those cute little bags that I just love so much. They're both safe to share with your children. You know, they're a 4-plus product here in the United States, and they're Cleanse Day approved, so you don't have to go a day without them if you don't need. And the main difference really is that Harvest Thins are plant-based. They have 11 grams of plant-based protein, specifically pea protein. We chose pea protein because it's rich in branched chain amino acids. And they're just that perfect snack, like you mentioned, for somebody leading a plant-based or dairy-free lifestyle, or, you know, like you and I, who just really enjoy the flavor. We can't forget our Whey Thins. You know, they have 10 grams of whey protein concentrate, and they also come in amazing flavors of barbecue, sour cream and chive, and white cheddar.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the Thai sweet chili. So amazing.
Yes, Thai sweet chili.
You know, think about it. For every little morsel that you're eating, you're popping just amazing protein into your body. And to know that you can snack on a little pack of these and get 10 grams of amazing quality protein. See, that's the other thing, too, is not all protein is created equal. Your body isn't going to utilize protein the same if it's like a breast of chicken or chicken breast versus, you know, these little, you know, morsels. So to maximize protein utilization and to hit your protein requirements in a day, these are amazing, don't you think?
Totally. And I mean, nobody really thinks of adding protein into their snack, but it's really a game changer because, you know, it has just been shown to help you stay full between meals and get that. It helps with protein pacing as well. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a real game changer, I think.
Yeah. And of course, you mentioned Cleanse Days. I love it because this is a fairly newer approved food to be able to have on your cleanse days. And I call it food because it is, but when eaten properly on a cleanse day is very complementary and doesn't interfere in the cleansing process. So share with us what the guidelines are for this.
Yeah, totally. You know, just to clarify too, you know, it doesn't mean that you're going to have what you would typically have on a cleanse day, you know, your 6 isogenic snacks, your 4 servings of Cleanse for Life, maybe an isolate or two, and this. It's kind of a replacement for something you may not enjoy as much or you simply can't have. So I might replace an isolate or two with a bag of my Harvest Thins or Whey Thins. And what I personally would do is I would save them for the second half of the day. I like to just open up the pack, put it on my desk a little bit out of eyesight, so I'm not tempted. But and then every hour or so, I'll set an alarm on my phone, and I'll just enjoy two or three of the little chips. It helps keep my blood sugar stable in that second half of the day, and it just really fulfills that savory craving that I always seem to have. So that's how I use them. I know some other people who like to save them for later in the evening. You know, they might snack on them while they're preparing their family's dinner. They might save them closer towards bedtime, you know, because they don't like going to bed with that empty stomach feeling. So there's really no wrong way to use them as long as you're using them within the guidelines of a cleanse day.
Right. Absolutely. And it's better than a bag of potato chips. We know that you can't just eat one potato chip, right? And it's filled with crazy stuff. So just in comparison to other crunchy snacks like that, these totally outweigh those other snacks, correct?
Oh, yes, you said it perfectly. I mean, where snacking gets a bad rap, I think, is because of those options like potato chips. You know, they're so just nutrient depleted and they're just filled with fat, sugar, salt. After you eat them, you don't even feel that great. You know, a couple hours later, you kind of feel sluggish because of all those empty calories, and then you're hungry again. So, like, what is the point? But with these, you know, they're convenient. You can just keep them in your purse. That's what I do. They're pre-portioned, so it makes it really hard to overindulge. I mean, unless you're packing the whole box with you. And like we said, you know, you're getting that good source of protein. I'll be hard-pressed to find an option in a gas station or a vending machine that gives you that 10 grams of protein in just a 100-calorie snack pack. That is anywhere near as delicious as these Harvest Thins or Whey Thins.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so let's jump to how to use them. Because this is, I mean, of course, you just pop open the bag, you chow them down, and they're amazing. You can take them in the car, whatever. But people have been a little creative as far as where they're putting these Harvest Thins. So what are some good suggestions?
Yeah, you're so right. I mean, our product users are so creative. I love going on social media and just seeing just the different ways that people are using them. I personally have not had any leftovers to play around with, but one day I hope to try one of the cool recipes that I've seen online. I have seen people using them as salad toppers. I know Sarah, who I work with here at Isagenix, she has paired them with wasabi peas and always makes a nice trail mix every day. Gosh, our product users are just so creative.
Oh, I love the trail mix idea. You could take maybe two, three, four of your favorite nuts, the wasabi peas, you know, hey, even make it gluten-free because obviously the Harvest Thins are gluten-free. And just, you know, make a little snacky trail mix and bump up that protein in there.
Yeah, that sounds amazing to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anything else that we need to know in regards to the Harvest Thins or even just snacking in general?
Yeah, I think these are kind of my go-to tips for snacking. I mean, I always let people know, like, you know, if snacking's done right, it can really be a game changer. It can be what you need to get over that weight loss plateau. Some tips I have, you know, are prepare snacks with the appropriate portion in mind. You know, you don't want to be bringing along a whole bag of something and then ending up grazing on it all day. And before you know it, you have consumed the whole bag. You know, you want to be intentional with packing your snacks. And I always like to schedule a time during my day when I know I'm a little bit weaker mentally. Getting it on my schedule just really helps make sure that I don't miss it because, you know, as we talked about, that can really lead to overindulging later in the day. And then just plan your snacks ahead of time. You know, I like to portion them all out at the beginning of the week so I can just grab one and go. Or now with the Harvest Thins, I don't need to. I just grab one out of the box and I'm good to go for the day. And then I like these because, you know, with Isagenix, we have so many options. There's sweet flavor, there's sweet options. There's now so many savory options. So choose what, you know, you're going to be craving. For me, I am always craving that savory option. So these Harvest Thins are perfect for that.
Excellent.
So those are kind of just my tips for snacking.
Mm-hmm. Such great, valuable information, especially for people that do like to snack, just to have some guidelines, some suggestions, and to make sure that they know that snacking is okay as long as it's done with the right snacks.
Totally.
But listen, hey, congratulations. If you had anything to do with these harvest thins, kudos. I know our team works so hard to put forth incredible supplements and products. And might I add, always necessary too. That's one thing I love about Isagenix is we're just not popping a new product to maybe boost sales. Like, there's a lot of companies out there that do that. When really we find a need through science and research and take a look at our existing product line. And it's like, why we would never change a good thing. So of course, science is always evolving and advancing. And we are right on top of that on the cutting edge. And we're able to come out with incredible snack items, supplements, and things to benefit the body as a whole for ultimate health. So Taylor, we're so grateful to have you on today. Thanks for everything that you do in the R&D department and for contributing to the blog and everything that you do.
Oh, thank you so much, Kiersey. I'm just so happy to be here. I love this company.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I've been a part of it for 16 years. Gosh, I remember when we had the first event and there was what, like 500 people, 600 people at the very first event. And it's like, what? And just to think now, like, we're a $1 billion company plus, and of course, we always say this, we're just getting started, guys. It's true.
Totally. I totally agree.
All right. And for everybody that's listening, and thanks for being with us and taking time out, make sure that your team members, your friends and family know where to tap into our fun podcasts, isagenixpodcast.com. You'll find more Science Talks programs there, or podcasts there, and the Transforming Lives and the Wealth Creation programs. Those are amazing podcasts as well. So have fun, take advantage of it, subscribe for free. And until next time, best of health. Take care. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.